Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:10 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. This snowy and beautiful Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga, and his great company, Serenity Care, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John, men we lost this year, but honor because they deserve it. Like Daryl Jones, Oliphant, John Randazzo, West Wyoming, and Dr. Hugo Mori, Clark Summit, by way of Old Forge. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, and telling you that we're committed to common sense. And that means that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you. In a world where the entire leadership of a Democrat Party has gone insane, where you've got establishment fools at every level, federal, state, stealing our tax dollars for scam after scam after scam. And they ain't all Somalis, by the way. Doesn't make any difference if it's Stacey Abrams or a guy at a bank with a gun. She got $2 billion for nothing. Nobody knows what they were doing. Almost a quarter of the federal budget is a scam. And by the way, this is human nature. They say, hey, we're passing out billions. I want you to dwell on this. It's so shocking of the conscience that $93 billion just from the Department of Energy went out the door after Kamala Harris's loss and before Donald Trump's inauguration. Just at the Energy Department. That is so staggering. And I want to explain the scam again. Some of you people don't want to believe it. It's happening at the state level. We bring it down to the local level. Well, Mayor Cognetti has used it better than anybody I've seen at this small of a level. She's hired consultant after consultant after consultant who will then in return support her campaigns and raise money for her from other people who are in on the scam, who know that she'll help with their scam. And it's these nonprofits and NGOs, many of them purpose formed, meaning, hey, we figured out this program that we could take money from. And so billions of dollars, in the case of the federal government alone, $1 trillion a year goes to these people. And they support the establishment and the party who gives them the money. Because they're all making massive six-figure salaries. And they're paying consultants and lawyers. It's really an incredible scam that's going on. It's going on in Harrisburg. It's going on in your school district, guaranteed. Unreal. Well, let's talk. You know, when you think about this, what we've become, you have to step back and say, well, where were we? Were we actually great? Were we actually amazing as a people? Were we actually invincible as a country? And why? And that's why we talked to our man, Rick Bigelow. And our subject today, and how appropriate that it is snowing and freezing this week, the Chosun Reservoir, the Korean conflict. And here he is, our man, patent attorney extraordinaire, but just as good a historian, Rick Bigelow. How are you, Rick?
Doing fine, Bob. How about you?
Oh, great to have you back. Great to have you back. You saved me from a lather. I could have gone on for an hour. I get, and I said, you know, we've got this. What you provide for us, and by the way, if you go to WILKNewsRadio.com, there's two things: contests and events. And you could come to our book signing. You could RSVP for our book signing next Thursday at noon here at the studios with Matt Birkbeck. And he is the author of a slew of books, including The Quiet Don, The Life We Chose, The Wicked, The Bookie, which is coming out in January. And then Chris Fanazzo, who was a prison inmate when I was at Fort Dix and who wrote a tremendous book called Reflections of a Town Driver, about his prison experience and that of many others that he interacted with. But if you go on there, you'll see contests and events, and you'll see watch. And you can see my smiling moon face, but more importantly, you can see Rick Bigelow's, some of the maps that he provides, so you could understand more of the context of what we're going to talk about today and every time he's on. Rick, let's fire away. Set it up, and let's discuss.
Okay, today we're going to talk about the breakout from the Chosun Reservoir in North Korea in December of 1950. So it was 75 years ago today. The 1st Marine Division and the Army's 27th Infantry Division were facing peril against probably on the order of 180,000 Chinese troops, and we had, oh, maybe 30,000 altogether. So we were facing tremendous odds. So just as a little bit of background, the Korean War started on June 24th of 1950 when North Korea attacked across the 38th parallel. Within a couple days, Seoul fell. A couple days later, the first U.S. forces deployed to Korea. The North Korean troops, who we underestimated tremendously, were very well supplied. They had a whole bunch of Russian T-34 tanks, and many of them had been fighting for years alongside the Chinese communists in the Chinese Civil War. So they were battle-tested, and they basically succeeded almost in pushing the U.S. and South Korean forces off the Korean Peninsula. By about the middle of August, we finally held in about a 25-mile perimeter around the port city of Busan in the southeastern corner of South Korea. On September 15th, MacArthur's famous Incheon landing, which was spearheaded by the 1st Marine Division, landed at Incheon, and the momentum shifted tremendously almost overnight to the U.S. and U.N. forces. By October 1st, U.N. and ROK I Corps crossed the 38th parallel along the East Coast. By October 15th, 30,000 Marines and soldiers from 10th Corps re-embarked at Incheon for transport to Wonsan on the east coast of North Korea, and there was going to be another big amphibious landing behind the North Korean lines. And, one thing about MacArthur, he loved amphibious landings.
Yeah.
He thought they were great, and he was always in favor of it, and one of the few times he had anything positive to say about the Navy. At the same time, on October 15th, Truman and MacArthur met at Wake Island, and MacArthur assured Truman that the war is going to be over by Thanksgiving and most troops will be home by Christmas.
All right, so Rick Bigelow, let me ask this question. We almost, just months earlier, we almost got pushed and blown right off the peninsula.
Right.
And Incheon occurs. It was brilliant. We were fortunate and lucky that it worked because you've explained to us the tides and all the other issues there. And it succeeds. And now we're routing the enemy. And how does the hubris return so quickly in MacArthur's head?
Well, I mean, his goal was always to reunify all of Korea under Syngman Rhee. And also, he also had delusions about going into China and defeating the communist Chinese. And that was just not going to happen.
From a war-weary nation, too. I mean, it's not like we were fresh, you know, culturally.
That's right. This is only 5 years after the end of World War II. And, you know, a lot of our soldiers hadn't been released from active duty until 1947, 1948. So they were just getting used to living in the civil society again. And then a whole bunch of things happened. The Chinese communists won in 1949. In 1949, the Soviets exploded their atomic bomb, much of which they stole from us, of course. And then there were just a whole series of events that led to the communists worldwide being on the march. So we had to rearm. We were down to about 10% of our World War II peak in terms of manpower by 1949. So we had to slowly build up again, and that's something you don't do overnight.
And the factories and all of the wartime machinery that had converted were back to civilian use.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we had a bunch of tanks and airplanes of different designs that we just kind of put into mothballs. And we had to get them out of mothballs, put them on ships, or fly them over to the Far East to take on the North Koreans. So the 10th Corps lands at Wonsan and slowly moves their way up to Hungnam, from where they're going to go up to the Chosin Reservoir and then go all the way up to the Yalu River and complete the conquest of North Korea and drive the North Korean communists out. At about this time...
And the Yalu is the border between Korea and China.
That's right. Yeah. Actually, there are two rivers that border Korea and China. One is the Yalu, which is more in the west, and then there's the Tumen River, which is in the east. And also it borders a little bit of the USSR right around the town of Vladivostok.
So we've got about 30, I want to just set the stage because we've got to take a break. We've got about 30,000 troops who are just romping over North Korea and become a very clear threat to go into China, at least as far as China is concerned.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. So then the spit hits the fan. Rick Bigelow's right. Our guest. The Chosun Reservoir breakout is what we're talking about in the Korean War. We'll take this break. We'll be back with Rick Bigelow after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This day, 1971, Led Zeppelin released their hit Black Dog. Love that song. Thanks, Murph. Well, we're in the midst of our conversation with our man, Rick Bigelow. Chosun Reservoir breakout, the Korean War. And here he is. So the scene is set, unfortunately, by the, I don't know, you can't call it anything other than hubris of MacArthur, who had goals and designs far beyond our military our military capabilities and our political will. And here we are. Yes. The Chinese perceive this. They say, hey, they're at our border. Take it from there.
So in the middle of October, Mao decides to commit Chinese forces. They cross the Yalu River into North Korea, mostly at night, and very stealthily. I mean, we had air patrols that were going up and down the river and so on, and they saw troops coming across the river, coming across on the bridges, but they sent information to MacArthur's staff, and MacArthur's staff said, well, it's not very many of them, and there's only a few volunteers. And they're an Asian army, and they really can't stand up against a modern American army, which which was hubris all the way up and down the line in MacArthur's staff. Harry Truman used to say that MacArthur doesn't have a staff, he has a court.
Yeah.
And they just fed him what he wanted to hear. And that was to the detriment of the 8th Army in the West and the 10th Corps in the East. So the 10th Corps starts heading up towards the Chosin Reservoir. On October 25th, the Republic of Korea I Corps contacts the Communist Chinese at the Funchilin Pass south of Chosin. There's a battle, and then the Chinese withdraw. On November 1st, the Marines land and head up to the reservoir. On November 2nd, they engage the Chinese south of Chosin and inflict heavy casualties on the Chinese. The battle lasts for 3 or 4 days, and then the Chinese withdraw. One thing during the whole Korean War, the Chinese just didn't have the logistics to support an operation for more than 2 or 3 days. So they would hit hard for 2 or 3 days, and then they'd withdraw. So they withdraw in this instance, too. And if you look at the map, you can see the 10th Corps is over on the east side, and the 8th Army, the U.S. 8th Army, is on the west side. And there's a huge mountain range that goes right up in between them. So 10th Corps and the 8th Army were basically on their own. They could not support each other. So talking about the Chosin Reservoir, Chosin's the Japanese name. The reservoir was built by the Japanese, and they installed a whole bunch of hydroelectric plants there to feed the Japanese industries in North Korea. The Koreans call it the Changjin Reservoir. It's about 40 degrees north latitude. Elevation's 4,200 feet. Mountains surrounding the reservoir are up to 9,000 feet.
So this is two and three times anything we see around here, what we consider East Mountain, West Mountain, all that. No, right?
Yeah, it's more like the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
So there's only one narrow winding road that leads from Hungnam up to the reservoir. During the weeks preceding the battle, temperatures were mild, around 40 degrees during the day. As the battle began, a strong Siberian front moved in. Temperatures steadily dropped, getting as low as 35 degrees below zero at night. This was like fighting in the Adirondacks or the Green Mountains of Vermont with an Alberta clipper roaring in from Canada.
That
got real cold real fast.
Staggering, 35 yeah. degrees below. And they didn't have winter wear in any fashion that we understand it now.
That's right. So it was a dramatic change from what they'd been fighting around Incheon, because it was much warmer down there. So a tremendous change in temperature, and of course that led to more and more problems. So we get to the first Chinese offensive, the aftermath of it. MacArthur is convinced the Chinese have withdrawn permanently, and so he gets his chief of staff, who's head of the 10th Corps, to renew the thrust to the Yalu and Tumen Rivers. And that was Major General Ned Almond, Army Major General. Almond pushes Marine Major General O.P. Smith of the 1st Division, 1st Marine Division, to advance to the Yalu River ASAP. Smith wouldn't do it. He would move, but he'd advance in a proper tactical and strategic manner, establishing base camps, supply and ammo dumps, airstrips, etc. along the way. By November 26th, there were several Marine regiments positioned on the west side of Chosin, and several Army units, specifically Task Force Faith, are on the east side of Chosin. So a little bit more about Major General Smith of the Marine Corps. He graduated from UC Berkeley. He was a Christian Scientist. He had been commander of the 1st Marine Division and served on New Britain Island, Peleliu, and Okinawa. So he was experienced.
Mm-hmm.
By June 1950, he took over as commanding officer of the 1st Marine Division.
So his thoughtfulness did not get him discharged from his position at this point, which, by the way, would have been impractical on top of everything else.
Right. And I mean, he always looked upon it. Yeah. MacArthur's sort of the boss, but my real boss is the Commandant of the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. And the Commandant of the Marine Corps backed him up and said, yeah, you do what you think is best. You're the on-site commander. And just because, you know, MacArthur wants to get the press clippings and get his troops home by Christmas and all that, you know, don't do anything that would put your troops more at risk than they already are.
All right, Rick Bigelow, we're going to take a break. Second Chinese offensive to come, and the spit really starts hitting the fan at this point. Rick Bigelow is our guest. The Chosun Reservoir, the Korean War, that is our subject. We'll take this break and be back with Rick after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by John Basiliga. His great family accompanies today featuring Serenity Care, a senior and personal care community with four locations, Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. Personal care and dementia care services, the dementia care units at Mid-Valley and Kingston. All four locations completely renovated inside and out. They are the gold standard for senior care in Northeast PA. John Rendazzo. Johnny was 78 when we lost him November 11th. He was from West Wyoming. Born in Kingston, graduate of West Wyoming High School and the Wilkes-Barre Business College. He enlisted and served us in the U.S. Army, the PA National Guard, spending 8 years serving this country. He began a career in hydraulic sales for Dymatic. And then he went to the Luzerne County Road and Bridge, where he worked until his retirement. John served as an altar server at Our Lady of Sorrows Church for 9 years. He also served on the West Wyoming Council. Avid sports fan, golfer, storyteller, hiker. He had such wit and loved to share jokes. He used to hang around his gang of very dear friends that were called the West Wyoming Cowboys. His family says John was loved by all who knew him. He's survived by his high school sweetheart and love of his life of 57 years, Diana Myra Randazzo. His children, his grandchildren who called him Big Pop, and many other family members. John Randazzo, our veteran this hour, brought to you by our man John Basiliga and Serenity Care, the personal care community, Northeast Pennsylvania. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Winter weather advisory is on. I'm looking outside. It appears still to be snowing. Today, snow developing in the morning, accumulating 2 to 5 inches in the Valley Cities, up to 8 inches possible in the Poconos and the mountains, high 35. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 25. Wednesday, sunny and cold, 35. Thursday, cloudy and breezy with a chance of afternoon and evening snow showers, 35 degrees. It is 30 outside the studios as I speak with you. The Moody Blues. Murph says this date, 1972, they moved from number 12 to number 5 on the album charts with their album, Seventh Sojourn. He picked I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band. Something I just can't say I ever did. Music Man wants to know. He says, thanks for always remembering our veterans each day. I can't always listen to your show, but when I do, it's always great. I've listened to your show when Rick Bigelow is on. He's really interesting to listen to and a great addition to the show. Is he a history professor or a student of our military history? Thanks always, Music Man. He's a veteran. His father was a veteran. He is a nuclear scientist. A scientist overall. And then became a patent attorney. And his grasp on these historical events and military events is beyond parallel. And he's back with us, Rick Bigelow. We left off, and we're running a little late on time. We got about 6 minutes, 5 minutes. The Second Chinese Offensive, Chosun Reservoir.
Okay, this is where it gets serious. On the November 27th, the Second Offensive began with 120,000 Chinese troops attacking the Marine and Army positions around Chosun. West of the reservoir, up near a little town called Yudamni, the 5th, 7th Marines and the 11th Marine Artillery were there. The Chinese communists attacked on November 28th. At the same time, Major General Almond was pressing the Marines to continue the assault up to the Yalu River. Huh. And at this point in time, General Smith said, we need to get our Marines out of there. So they started a trek down the 10 miles from Yudamni to the base camp at Hagaru Ri, which was at the bottom of the Chosun Reservoir, if you look at it on the map. The column fought their way out through very difficult situations. There were two different passes that had to be defended. And, you know, to the Marines' credit, they put companies to guard those passes so that they could come through there if they needed to. One was Charlie Company, a couple miles south of Yudamni. And then there was Fox Company that was at the Takton Pass, just a couple miles outside of Hagaru Ri. So the Marines made it out. There was tremendous fighting all the way down. They got within about a couple hundred yards of the base camp at Hagaru Ri, and even though they had been hammered and suffered many casualties all along, they got into formation and marched into Hagaru Ri singing the Marine hymn. So that was really something.
But they were broadcasting on Peking radio that the annihilation of the United States Marine Division is only a matter of time.
That's right. And all through the United States, you know, for the first time in many months, they started to pay attention to what was going on in Korea. And, you know, basically we were preparing the nation for the loss of the 1st Marine Division. But O.P. Smith wasn't going to let that happen. When a journalist asked him about the retreat from the Chosin Reservoir, he said, "Retreat, hell, we're not retreating. We're just advancing in a different direction." And he was right. They were going to have to break out from the Chosin Reservoir. And then Lieutenant Colonel Ray Murray of the 5th Marines said, "We're coming out of this as Marines, not as stragglers. We're going to bring out our wounded and equipment. We're coming out, I tell you, as Marines or not at all." So that just shows you the spirit and the semper fi.
I got tears in my eyes reading that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the Marines make it down to Haguru Ree. And then
I want you to, it's staggering cold. It is, yeah. It's overwhelmingly outnumbered.
Yep.
And they still had this spirit and they delivered on it. Wow.
Right. And one of the good things about the cold is you weren't going to bleed to death if you were wounded. Because as soon as you were wounded, your blood froze. And that allowed a lot of the Marines and soldiers who were hit to survive. So that's only half the story. The rest of it is on the east of the reservoir. The Army's 31st Regimental Combat Team was there. The Marines had been there initially. They moved all the Marines over to the west side of the reservoir, and the Chinese thought that the Marines were on the east side of the reservoir. So this was the most severe attack. And they put up, they only had about 3,000 soldiers and Korean soldiers with them. And they were attacked by on the order of 70,000 Chinese troops. They were able to hold off the Chinese troops long enough to get the Marines back to Haguru Ree to reinforce that position. Only about 2,500 of the soldiers and Koreans who had been attacked on the east side of the river actually straggled back into Haguru Ree, and they formed the battalion and they started out. So they had people on the west side, people on the east side. They made it down into Haguru Ree, and so they started out down the same road that they'd come up a couple weeks before, down to the port city of Hungnam. So they're breaking out from Haguru Ree, and of course the Chinese were attacking them all the way. They get to Koto Ree, which is where Chesty Puller's 1st Marines were, and Chesty had sent troops up to support the breakout from Haguru Ree, and things seemed to be going okay, looked like they were going to make it, and all of a sudden there's this position called the Funchilin Pass. And there's only a very narrow roadway that goes along the gatehouse of a hydroelectric facility. You can't go around it because it's a steep drop off down to the base of the mountain one way, and there's a sheer cliff going up the other side. So the Chinese had attacked that roadway several times. They finally attacked it to the point where they put a big hole in the road that went around the gatehouse. The Air Force airdropped 8 sections of a what's known as a treadway bridge that the engineers managed to put together and allow the Marines and the Army troops to resume. They were stuck there at the Funchilin Pass for a couple days, and if they hadn't been able to create that treadway bridge to allow the column to get moving again, they undoubtedly would have been wiped out by the Chinese communists, because the Chinese communists, even though they were suffering tremendously, still had a huge numerical advantage over the Marines and the soldiers. So a couple other times, once we get past the Funchilin Pass, the Chinese attacked a few more times. We sent some army troops up to help facilitate the rest of the road down to Ham Hung and then finally Hung Nam. When the soldiers and the Marines got to Hung Nam, they were ready to form a perimeter to hold on to that area. We could have held it. We had an airstrip there. We had naval forces off the coast who could support the Marines and the soldiers with naval bombardment if it was called for. And we had carriers off the coast, and we could have had almost continuous air coverage. But at this point in time, MacArthur, who seemed to be really dejected, said, "No, everybody get out of there. We're going to evacuate." So we evacuated about 100,000 U.S. Marines and soldiers.
Was that a questionable decision, Rick Bigelow?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we could have held. The Marines were ready to hold. The Army guys were there. The soldiers were ready to hold.
Certainly
we
would have helped in negotiations.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think, you know, at this point in time, MacArthur had a hard time admitting that he was wrong about anything. And so he just said, you know, get them all out of there. So they evacuated 100,000 Marines and soldiers and Iraq soldiers. And they also took 100,000 North Korean civilians out, including the parents of a future South Korean president, Jun Jae-in, who was president from 2017 to 2022. They took out almost 18,000 vehicles, 350,000 tons of supplies, loaded onto over 200 Navy and merchant ships. The 1st Marine Division reformed and regenerated in South Korea and went on to serve again. In my estimation, O.P. Smith was credited with saving the 1st Marine Division and probably saved the Marine Corps. The incoming president, Dwight Eisenhower, favored disbanding the Marine Corps and integrating the assault troops of the Marines in the United States Army. So I think if the 1st Marine Division had been wiped out at Chosin Reservoir, that's what would have happened. But since the Marines made it out with the soldiers, the Marine Corps is going to be around for a long time.
Nice.
So Smith rotated back to the U.S. in May of 1951. He never received very many plaudits for what he had done, and he was summarily ignored by MacArthur, and I think that hurt his career, but he retired as a 4-star general. So that was the breakout from the Chosin Reservoir. There was a Hollywood screenwriter who became aware of this and said it was one of the greatest stories in U.S. military history, and they're all ready to make a big spectacular movie like The Longest Day or something like that, until the Hollywood people figured out they were going to need to spend 2 months up in the Sierra Mountains in the wintertime. So they lost a lot of enthusiasm.
The conditions were too brutal to even make a movie. How about that?
Yeah.
That tell you everything, man. Oh, Rick Bigelow, this is it's an amazing story. It is an important one, and we thank you for bringing it to us, as always.
Glad to do it, Bob.
All right. Rick Bigelow, the Chosin Reservoir, the Korean conflict. We'll take a break because my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11 o'clock and change. Time for the news. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.